Here's a thought I'll title, Photography is Fundamentally an Act of Sharing. I think a case could be made that a photograph without an audience doesn't exist. I know, you may say, but I don't photograph for an audience, I photograph for me. I understand, because most of our photographs will never be seen by anybody but ourselves. But isn't that still fundamentally an act of sharing, at least with our future selves? We don't take pictures because we never ever want to look at them again. In fact, we do. And now with digital processing and Lightroom catalogs and that kind of thing, we probably look at them more than ever. So we are our own audience. So in that sense, a case could be made that a photograph without an audience doesn't exist. Think here, I suppose, of the proverbial falling tree in the forest when no one's there to hear it. Does it actually make a noise? Well, a variation on that theme would be, if no one ever sees a photograph, does it exist? Or is it just a theoretical photograph without an audience? So, putting that semantic argument aside about whether or not the audience is someone else out there in the world or our future self, the same set of important questions pop up. What is it that we're trying to share? If photography is truly and fundamentally an act of sharing, what is it we're trying to share? I'm not talking about what subjects you photograph, but that might be part of it. But rather, what is it that makes a picture meaningful so that it's worthy of being shared? When you look at one of your own images and you set it aside and say, I'll take a look at this later, what is it that you're hoping to find or to see or to feel or to observe when you look at it later? Back again, here we are with the idea of content, content, content. But beyond just what is it that we're trying to share, there's a secondary question that crops up, which is, what's the most effective way to accomplish that sharing? This has to do with what medium you choose to use and how you choose to put your work in front of whichever audience is the one that appeals to you. What processing is the most important to get that message across? Size and scale, color, black and white, rectangular frame, square frame, panorama frame, round frame. What's the best way, the most effective way, to accomplish sharing whatever it is you want to share? That, to me, is right at the center of the photographic art life. It's not traveling to the most exotic place. It's not using the fanciest techniques or cameras, but rather, how do we accomplish the most effective way of sharing whatever it is we want to share, which means that we need to have mastery of not just one medium and one technique and one aesthetic and one style, but rather we need to have the ability to pick and choose which medium, which style, which aesthetic is the best one for that project, for whatever it is we're wanting to share. And of course, we're likely to have different answers depending on the audience we want to appeal to. Which brings up a third question. How does thinking about that audience influence what and how we photograph? No one works in a vacuum. No man is an island, all that business. We are attempting with our photography and our artwork to connect with other people. How much influence does that hope for connection, how much influence does that have on what we photograph and how we photograph? And where do we draw the line between our personal work and work that we're doing specifically for an audience? To put it a bit more crudely, where is the line that says, this is something I'm doing for me, and this is something that I'm being directed to do by the demands of my audience, or maybe I should even say customers? You're not going to make something if customers, that is to say selling and marketing, is an important part of your audience, then you're not likely to want to photograph just things that appeal to you, that are personal to you. You're going to try to tap into what their psyche is and what they want. And to what extent does that demand on an anticipated audience coincide with your personal feelings and your personal expressions? Or does it become sort of necessary for you to sell out, if I can use that term, sell out your personal interests and your personal motivations in order to create something that you think people will want to buy? All of these ideas come from the idea that photography is fundamentally an act of sharing. And if that's true, and I think it is, then it requires some very careful thought on all of our parts as to how we want to shape and mold what we do and how we photograph and what we produce, and where is that line between the personal expression and the commercial commodity. These are complex issues. They're not issues I think that we can resolve instantaneously, but they require a little bit of thought, because otherwise we might find ourselves at the end of a lengthy period of time not really being very satisfied with what we're producing because it doesn't meet whatever our goals and objectives are. And of course, those goals and objectives cannot be defined for you. They have to be defined by you, which is another little bit of research and development that goes far beyond how do f-stops and shutter speeds work, but tap into the true nature of photographic art, which is all about your personal choices, your personal objectives, who you want to share work with, and why you want to do so. I kind of hate to emphasize this psychological part of being a fine art photographer, but I can't avoid it because it's so central to how we think, what we produce, what we do, and whether or not we're satisfied with our art life, or do we need to change directions.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.